CIA Director William Burns met Taliban leader Mullah Abdulghani Baradar in Kabul on Monday, according to a U.S. official familiar with the matter. This marks the highest-level meeting between the Biden administration and the Taliban since the group took over in Afghanistan on August 15th. For more, we're joined by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Layla.
So what do we know about this meeting?
Well, it took place in the Afghan capital on Monday. Not a whole lot more beyond that. The immediate question that leaped to my mind was, where did they meet? CIA Director Burns could go to the airport or perhaps the U.S. embassy, but it seems highly unlikely Baradar would go there. So maybe the presidential palace in Kabul. We just don't know. That's one of many unknowns at this moment.
So the meeting was a surprise, but with the chaotic situation in Kabul around the U.S. withdrawal and Taliban takeover, it seems like the two sides have a lot to talk about, right?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, the big question is this August 31st deadline. President Biden imposed this on himself for rounding up the airlift and the removal of all the U.S. forces. Now he's talking with other G7 leaders today to about the possibility of extending it. The Taliban have reiterated again today, saying there can be no extension. Now, the Pentagon has said repeatedly that they're in daily contact with the Taliban at the Kabul airport. Armed Taliban members are just outside the airport, effectively performing crowd control. The U.S. military keeps talking about expanding the perimeter, and they won't discuss the details. But it seems that the Taliban are cooperating and have pushed the crowd back a bit there at the airport. And, of course, there are ongoing concerns about attacks at the airport. It seems the U.S. military and the Taliban are also in touch about this as well.
So then should we expect regular contact between the U.S. government and the Taliban?
It's certainly shaping up that way. The U.S. will have lots of leftover business in Afghanistan, even after the airlift and the troop pullout takes place. There's the question of whether the U.S. will recognize a Taliban government. Will the U.S. want or try to reopen its huge embassy in Kabul? The Taliban were shunned by the international community during their very harsh rule from 1996 to 2001. Right. So they're seeking international legitimacy this time. They seem to know they can't rule alone. They're calling for embassies to remain open. Not quite clear if that includes the U.S. embassy. But nonetheless, there's also the issue of Afghanistan's very weak economy, very heavily dependent on assistance from U.S. and other Western countries, a real risk of economic collapse and a humanitarian crisis, refugees flooding across the borders. The Taliban doesn't want this. The U.S. doesn't want this. So they have a lot they'll still want to talk about.
And one thing that makes this high-level meeting particularly unusual, shall we say, is the history between the CIA and the Taliban leader. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, Mullah Baradar's first contact with the CIA, as far as we know, was when they captured him in a joint CIA-Pakistan operation in Pakistan in 2010. He spent 8 years in a Pakistani prison. He was released in 2018. And then shortly thereafter, he started taking part in these U.S. Taliban negotiations in Doha, Qatar. And in February 2020, the Trump administration and the Taliban, specifically Baradar, signed an agreement that called for all the U.S. troops to be out of Afghanistan in May of this year. No one really expected him to be back in Kabul and, in fact, in the presidential palace by this time. But here we are, and so the U.S. and Mullah Baradar are again in contact, but under very different circumstances.
NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Thank you, Greg.
My pleasure.